Hello and welcome to The Hop, a podcast designed to help small and medium business owners, as well as marketers, to navigate the ever-changing landscape of digital marketing. I'm your host, Matt Taylor Farrington, and the owner of Purple Bunny Marketing. And today I'm joined by Carly, a good long-term friend of mine, who's come in today. She is actually a micro-influencer, and so we're going to talk about how business can engage and why they should engage with
influencers.
Absolutely, yeah. Perfect. So thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right. So why should business look at engaging and working with influencers and micro-influencers like yourself?
I guess it brings a whole different side to marketing where it's very personal. Yes. And I mean, I can't really speak for the typical influencer, but definitely the micro-influencer is where I'm coming from. A micro-influencer is generally around, you know, 5 to 10,000 followers or less than, depending. And usually our following is just a little bit different. It's definitely more personalized and you have a lot more loyal and like
engaging followers.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah, perfect. Agreed. We've worked with a few influencers throughout what we've been doing, and it's been interesting to see their journey and how that kind of works and the amount that their audience engages with their content.
Yeah.
I have to sometimes turn the notifications off on my phone because it just goes crazy. So, all right. So if I am a business owner and I want to engage with an influencer because I've got a product that's aligned maybe with your audience, how would I go about engaging with a micro-influencer?
I guess don't overthink it too much. You know, I've worked with larger brands like, you know, for example, like Lorna Jane or whatnot, and they start a conversation with you with a simple DM in your messages just saying, hey, would you be interested in collaborating? We love what you're doing.
Yes.
You know, it doesn't have to be a big script and a big proposal straight up. Just basically starting the conversation. Or if DM feels a bit informal to you, which is fair enough, you can always just message them and ask them for their email if it's not already listed like in their bio.
Yes. Yeah, perfect. And I guess some people that, or some businesses that we've worked with have been a little bit scared to engage with influencers because they're not sure what it's going to cost and then and how it's going to work. And I guess that leads into the next question is, you know, how should they then do it for paid collaboration? How does that work? And do you do non-paid collaboration? How does that work? I guess so people can understand the difference.
They're really good questions. And a lot of the time it depends on the person and what sort of content they're creating. So I guess, again, just engaging with the person, being very clear and genuine with your intentions and what it is you're trying to gain. So if you go into the conversation being like, hey, look, this is sort of what we're wanting to do, would you be open to a gifted collaboration or would you be open to a paid collaboration? If you want to just start by saying gifted, a lot of the time, like they're the sort of DMs that I'll get. And a lot of the times, if it's something that I do think that should be paid, like if it's not really going to be worth my while or something that might not be 100% of interest to me, I will say, look, I'm preferencing paid collaborations with this type of work.
Yep.
Would you like my rate sheet? Because that's usually how like an influencer or like a content creator will, they'll have a sheet of rates basically that they can just send to you.
Yes.
If they don't have that, ask, what would this cost if you were to work on this? Yep. Ask the question. Don't be afraid to put that out there for sure.
Yeah, agreed. And I think people need to understand the difference between, I think some businesses sometimes think, oh, I'll just send them a gift basket with some of our merch.
Which is great. Don't get me wrong. We 100%. Would love that. But you can't expect for a full reel to be done with, you know, editing and captions and thought out hashtags and that all of that takes time and energy.
Correct.
And it needs to be worth the while of both parties involved. So I guess you just have to, and it depends as well. Like if you've got a relationship, I've got ongoing relationships with many brands where I just do gifted work.
Yes.
Because I love what they do. And if they weren't gifting it to me, I would be buying it. You know what I mean? So it really depends on the brand and your relationship and if it's worth your while.
Yep.
Because at the end of the day, it's just, it is an exchange of goods for content.
Yeah.
That's
100%.
It.
Yeah. All right. And I guess the final question that I kind of have for you around influencers is how do business get the best out of an influencer? How can they engage to maximize what they're trying to deliver to, say, your captivated audience?
Yeah, absolutely. So my biggest piece of advice, and I'm sure you've probably heard this many times, is micromanaging an influencer just defeats the entire purpose.
100%.
So
100%.
The reason you're engaging someone with a following or who does content online through different social media platforms, whatever that might be, is because people love what that person does or how they deliver the content. Yes. And they engage with that person. So if it looks like they're reading from a script,
mm-hmm.
you're not going to get the engagement you want. You're not going to have people clicking on the link to go to the website to at least, you're not, it's just not going to happen because yeah. people are going to know it's a paid ad.
Yeah, 100%. And you're just going to hinder and stifle the creativity that that person might have.
Yeah.
That's why they are an influencer. They are quite creative. They come up with ideas yeah. and ways, and they know what works for their audience.
I've had so many friends who are much larger creators, like, that they do it full time. And, you know, I've had many conversations with them, and I've seen the end result of when they have had those issues with big businesses or businesses where they are micromanaging, and it's not a great end result for either party.
No, correct. And I think that, you know, this podcast is aimed at business owners. So mm-hmm. when we're talking to business owners and marketers, I think it's important for them to understand that you understand your audience, mm. you know what's going to
yeah.
work,
yeah.
and to maybe take a step from your book and say, okay, let's listen to what you have to say in the direction of what it might be, rather yeah. than trying to dictate or script out what needs to be said.
Yeah, yeah. And it doesn't mean that you can't give feedback. Feedback is yeah. welcomed. We want to hear, you know, we love this or we don't really love this.
Mm.
But there is a point where, you know, you do have to give a little bit of that control over.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah.
100%. Yeah. And I think that scares some business owners. I know it scares me sometimes, but I think it's important for people to understand that those influencers definitely have an audience yeah. and they know what works.
And so, I mean, if you go back through their content that they've produced and businesses that they've worked with previously, you'll be able to see what they can create and how it engages yeah. you personally as well. So,
yes.
I mean, take that with a grain of salt, I guess. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Perfect. All right. Well, thank you for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
We smashed that out real quick. We got to the core of the problem. So perfect. All right. Well, that's it for us for talking about micro influencers. So just stay tuned to The Hop, helping you to get your marketing hopping.